8 things you should know before visiting the Dominican Republic. Get ready to enjoy all the wonders that the Dominican Republic has to offer. From beautiful beaches to exciting adventures, this country is a dream destination that will leave you with unforgettable memories. If you're thinking of visiting Punta Cana for a holiday, stay on this page because we've got 8 helpful tips you should keep in mind before visiting the Dominican Republic. 1. Check documentation before traveling. We know this may seem like obvious advice, but it is always good to remember. Before you travel, check that your passport does not require a visa to enter the Dominican Republic. You should also check the validity of your passport, as a minimum of 6 months before expiry is required. And finally, remember that for immigration control purposes, it is compulsory to complete an online form before traveling. This form must be completed both on arrival and departure. You will be given a QR code to show at the airport, so if you want to avoid unnecessary queues or unforeseen events, it is best to complete it in advance. One last piece of advice: this is the link to the official form. Beware of fraudulent sites. This process is free: https://eticket.migracion.gov.do/auth/travel-register. 2. The weather is unpredictable. The Dominican Republic is located in the Caribbean, and although not all of the country is bathed by the Caribbean Sea, the whole country has a Caribbean and tropical climate. As it is a country with mountainous regions in some areas, it has developed various different microclimates. But in general, the weather is warm and humid. If you are holidaying in Punta Cana, especially around Bivaro, it is important to remember that the weather in this area is particularly unpredictable. This is due to the lack of mountains and the sea breeze coming directly from the Mona Passage, which causes the clouds to move very quickly and results in strange phenomena such as it suddenly starting to rain in the middle of a sunny day and the sun being out again 5 minutes later, or it raining in one area of the hotel and not in another. For this reason, do not be disappointed if you see a forecast for rain when you arrive. It is likely to be sporadic showers. 3. Paying for things in Dominican Republic. The local currency is the Dominican peso, but US dollars and euros are accepted in most tourist destinations. Remember that the exchange rate offered may not be the official rate, and it can be interesting to calculate whether it is cheaper to use one currency over the other. You can exchange currency at our hotels, subject to availability, or at official bureaus de change. Be sure to bring cash for small purchases and tips, as some establishments may not accept credit cards, or it may be cheaper to pay in cash. Finally, don't be surprised if you have to bargain before you buy something. Apart from official establishments or large shops, it's normal to haggle for everything, particularly at small stalls on the beach, with street vendors, etc. They will be happy to bargain with you. And if you're going to use your card, don't forget to tell your bank so that they don't block your card when you use it outside your home country. 4. Getting around Punta Cana. If you want to travel around the country, it's important to remember that it's not easy to drive in urban areas, where the rules of the road are often disregarded. For this reason, it is often advisable to take part in prearranged excursions that include transport. If you decide to hire a car, ensure the following. First, check that your driving license is valid in the Dominican Republic. Always hire from a reputable company. Check the car and its condition. Take out insurance with as much cover as possible. You need a card to rent a car. 5. What to pack. The first thing to think about before going on a trip is what to pack, and it's important not to forget the following items. Sun cream, sunglasses, hats, and even clothes with protection against the sun's rays. Any medication you may need, not forgetting that some, if they are very specific or require special checks, will need to be accompanied by a prescription. Cash and cards, don't just rely on one payment method. Insect repellent, you are visiting a humid and tropical country, it never hurts to come prepared with repellent. At Princess Hotels, we are always collecting gifts, toys, goodies, etc. for the children in the community and the local retirement home. We collect everything from school supplies to toiletries, so if you have a little extra room in your case, you can always bring a donation and contribute to the cause. If you want more information on what to bring, here are 10 things you mustn't forget to pack for your trip to Punta Cana. 6. Enjoy the Dominican cuisine. This brings us to the tastiest side of travel. When visiting new country, it's normal to want to try everything, especially all those foods you can't find in your home country. And when you visit the Dominican Republic, you shouldn't miss out on fried plantains, yuca, tropical fruits and seafood, among many other delicacies. You can also try dishes such as mofongo, sancocho, ripe plantain. Finally, don't miss the opportunity to enjoy an authentic Dominican rum. If you want to know more about the Dominican cuisine, click here to read about some of the most typical dishes in the Dominican Republic. 7. Don't forget your travel insurance. When you're planning your trip, the last thing you want to think about is that something might go wrong, but unfortunately accidents do happen, and you don't want to be out of pocket if you sprain your ankle or eat something that doesn't agree with you. For this reason, we always recommend taking out travel insurance. Most clinics and hospitals in the Dominican Republic are private, and not having insurance can result in a nasty shock when the bill arrives. Finally, remember to pack basic travel health essentials such as plasters, stomach remedies, and basic medicines, as you may not be able to find your preferred brand here, or the price of the medicine may be too high. 8. What souvenirs can I buy? When visiting another country, you will usually think about what souvenirs you can take home for yourself and your loved ones. The most typical products of the Dominican Republic are rum, coffee, tobacco, and chocolate. You can buy these in souvenir shops or, if you prefer to save money on gifts, you can easily find them in supermarkets. Remember that some products, such as alcohol and tobacco, may be subject to restrictions. There are limits to the amount you can carry in your suitcase, and it is a good idea to check with the country you are entering to make sure you do not exceed the maximum. A typical souvenir is larimar, a blue semi-precious stone used in jewelry and local handicrafts. Another classic souvenir are the colorful and original pictures painted by the locals. Don't worry, they only sell you the canvas, not the wooden frame, which makes them much easier to transport. Finally, do not take any controlled or prohibited products with you, such as starfish, shells, or conch. These are protected species and can only be sold in a few limited cases. You will usually be given a certificate for these purchases, so if you're not sure, don't buy them, even if you see them in the shops. If you are interested, click on the following link for more ideas for souvenir shopping in the Dominican Republic. And to finish with the best advice, for an unrivaled experience of luxury and comfort, we invite you to book your stay at one of our Princess Hotels in Punta Cana. Our world-class facilities, beachfront locations, and exceptional service will make your trip truly unforgettable. We look forward to welcoming you soon. Book now and embark on your journey to paradise. Did you enjoy this article? Are there any tips we should have mentioned? Let us know in the comments.